हरे कृष्ण नारायण नमस्कृत्यानरुञ्चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयत् नस्तप्रायेषु भाद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरी वन ऑन द कॉल। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी कंटिन्यू द कन्वर्सेशन और इंस्ट्रक्शंस फ्रॉम जाटपरा टू महाराज रघुगण। इट्स इन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5। Then we are in chapter 13. Today's text is text 6. Kvachit vitoya sarito biyati parasparam chalasate niranda asadya davam kvachit agnitapto nividyate kvacha yakshe hritashuhu. Word for word translation. Quachit, sometimes, vitoya, without depth to the water. Sarita, rivers. Abhiyati, he goes to bathe or jumps into. Parasparam, one another. Cha and alasate desires. Nirandaha, being with no stock of food. Asadya, experiencing. Davam, a forest fire in family life. Quachit, sometimes. Agnitapta, burned by fire. Burned by fire. Nividyate is despondent. Qua, somewhere. Cha, and. Yakshay, by kings resembling rogues and thieves. Hrita, taken away. Ashuhu, wealth which is as dear as one's life. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, sometimes the conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river, or being short of food grains, he goes to beg food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes he suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like a forest fire, and sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which is as dear as life, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When one is hot due to the scorching sun, one sometimes jumps into a river to gain relief. However, if the river is almost dried up and the water is too shallow, one may break his bones by jumping in. The conditioned soul is always experiencing miserable conditions. Sometimes his efforts to get help from friends are exactly like jumping into a dry river. By such actions, he does not derive any benefit. He only breaks his bones. Sometimes, suffering from a shortage of food, one may go to a person who is neither able to give charity nor willing to do so. Sometimes one is stationed in household life, which is compared to a forest fire. Shamshara Dava Nalalita Luka. When a man is heavily taxed by the government, he becomes very sad. Heavy taxation obliges one to hide his income, but despite this endeavor, the government agents are often so vigilant and strong that they take all the money anyway, and the conditioned soul becomes very much aggrieved. Thus, People are trying to become happy within the material world, but this is like trying to be happy in a forest fire. No one need to go to a forest to set it ablaze. Fire takes place automatically. Similarly, no one wants to be unhappy in family life or worldly life. But by the laws of nature, unhappiness and distress are forced upon everyone. To become dependent on another's maintenance is very degrading. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, everyone should live independently. Only the Shudras are unable to live independently. They are obliged to serve someone for maintenance. It is said in the Shastras, Kalaushudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is dependent on another's mercy for the maintenance of the body. Therefore, everyone is classified as a Shudra. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in Kali Yuga, the government will levy taxes without reciprocally benefiting the citizens. Anavistya pinakshanti durbhiksha kara piditaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 2, Text 9. In this age, there will also be a shortage of rain. Therefore, a scarcity of food will arise, and the citizens will be very much harassed by government taxation. In this way, the citizens will abandon their attempts to lead a peaceful life and will leave their homes and hearths to go to the forest in sheer disappointment. Om Agnyatividandasya Gyanagnashalakaya Chakshuhamilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gourangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Hari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Adishacharine Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prima Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachase Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Imabhya Divyacha Vishnaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the text again is Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 Chapter 13 in text 6. The English translation. Sometimes the conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river, or being short of food grains, he goes to beg food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes he suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like a forest fire, and sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which is as dear as life, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. Hare Krishna. So these are things that are happening in this yuga, Kali Yuga. Sometimes people go to, in America we call food kitchens. Sometimes they go to places that boga, vegetables and other things are being given away. Why do some people do that? They do that because clearly in their homes they are short of those items. One has to feed himself. One has to clothe himself. One has to have shelter. All these things are important. And when they are missing, then it becomes a big issue. Homelessness and things of that nature. Nobody wishes for that to happen, even to the worst enemy. I remember some situations in Boston, one particular situation that was very sad. At the time, I was not married. I had a steady girlfriend. That girlfriend's sister, older sister, also was in a relationship. And the man that he was relating to was, in fact, a person that had some real estate properties renting. So he was renting to a particular man who had issues paying the rent. And so this owner took the property away. In other words, evicted that man. Then one Sunday morning, this was winter time. This owner of the property had a van, an older van. He doesn't really care to lock it up or something. People look beat up van. Who really would care for it? Even thieves don't care for vehicles like that. But it was parked on his own house. So he wanted to go drive it somewhere in the winter time. And rather than go to the front to the driver's seat and leave, he had some voice tell him, "Well, look in the back." So he opened the back, and lo and behold, the tenant, the former tenant that he was evicted, was lying in the van. This is a van without any seats in it. It's like a commercial he uses for stuff. So it's just driver's seat and passenger seat in the front, and the rest of it was bare. It's like an Econoline type van, it's fairly long. So he was in there. He tried to wake him up, then he found out to the shock of his life, the guy was dead. He had frozen to death. And in a sort of a statement to this guy, he had made it all the way to the guy's house in the middle of a night, obviously, and laid in there. And he was covered to some extent. He wasn't like very few clothes on. This was winter. But he had no place, and he wasn't an expert. Like those, I shouldn't use the word expert, but those who have been homeless for a while, they know exactly where to go. When they don't have a place to, when it's very cold outside, they know exactly where to get some heat to survive the night. He didn't. He wasn't that kind of person. And so he died, unfortunately. And of course, I heard about it through the sister of my girlfriend. And we were all very sad. But this is what happens in Kaluga. In this case, that barat is using a person that goes to beg food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes he suffers from the difficulties of household life, which is like a forest fire. And sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which he has struggled hard to get, taken away by kings, or in this day and age, you call them politicians, in the name of heavy income taxes. As we know, the government makes a decision with a group of people who call themselves politicians, and they decide how much taxes they're going to take. The people have no say in it. It comes back as rules. All they have to do is year by year change the forms. What's on the forms? The title of the forms are the same. 1040, whatever, in whatever country you're in, the tax forms come. And it's very complicated. And within the complication is the ticket to change things as they like. So then we are just Well, we are shooters. We work, we get paid, and we pay our taxes. Whether we like it or not, whatever is put out is what's put out, and we have to pay. That means whether we have the money or we don't have the money, when the amount is figured out, then that's what you have to pay. So how that can be a good life, that beats my imagination. Nobody's happy to pay taxes. The overwhelming majority of people, I should say, are not happy to pay taxes. And when the taxes get increased, then it brings even more misery, as Jack Barat is saying. So, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, when one is hot due to the scorching sun, one sometimes jumps into a river to gain relief. But if the river is almost dried up and the water is too shallow, then that jump actually brings what? More complications. One may break his bones by jumping in. So this is indirectly telling us that material life is like a forest fire. And sometimes if you try to get relief from it, let me just go, all right, so I know that when there's fire and I get to water, I can get some relief from the water. But then the fire itself can make the water in the river, or the heat can cause much of the river's water to dry up, to vaporize. And then the water is shallow. You try to get in, oh, this water is going to cool me down. But then there's another issue because jumped in, enthusiastically, here's my solution, and boom, now your bones are also suffering. So every return, it's like a proverb that I know in the language that I grew up in with. It says, everything that's nice, there's something difficult attached to it. Everything that is nice, for us, we say, Prabhupada has corrected us, everything for our sense gratification has something difficult attached to it. So, in the end, a person who is intelligent will say, why am I going through all of this? I heard God is very nice. God is loving. God is merciful. So why am I going through this? Those who don't know this arena, the material world, they would ask these questions without a good answer to them. But devotees understand that this is the place that we come to because Krishna, is upset with us, and rightly so, because we're comparing ourselves to him and being envious of what he has and what he has actually, of all the things that he's given us. Still, we want more. And so that envy has wound us up in the material world. But at the same time, his mercy is there because he has sent his pure devotee to come help us. He has set up guruship for us to connect and learn the right things to do in order to go back to our normal way of living in the spiritual world. There's mercy from a guru that even the conditions have now been lowered by Srila Prabhupada, so that even the rounds is supposed to be 64 for Vaishnava is now 16 rounds minimum. Now, the other day, in the lecture, Chandramani Swami was actually challenging us and saying, yes, 16 rounds is the minimum, but try to do 64 rounds one day and see. Very interesting comment that he made, challenge that he put out. Why? Maharaj already knows that ye yatama papajante tam sateva bhajamyaham. Krishna says the extent to which we surrender, he will reward accordingly. So Maharaj already knew that there will be some reward that will come to every devotee that tries to do way more than the minimum of 16 rounds, even if he did it sometimes and not every time. In the time of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, devotees were chanting 64 rounds. Some of them broke it up. We know Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. He broke up the chanting of the rounds in the morning, doing some early in the morning, and then the rest of it at night. 64 rounds were completed. Some took even vows. Haridas Thakur He was doing 3,300,000 names of the Lord, 192 rounds. That's a 64 taken three times. He was an armor charger. The charger for the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The point we're making is that one has to arrive at the intelligent conclusion that material life will remain challenging. If we want happiness, we follow what Guru says to do, instructions of a bona fide spiritual master, then happiness will begin to come even while we're still here in this material world. It happens in everyone's life as long as that person takes the process seriously. The chanting and be regulated, especially regulation. Regulation is the one that makes it possible for Maya to be kept out of what we do. If we're regulated, and it's not difficult, you get up, start in the morning, first business is Krishna business. Once you clean yourself, you start chanting. If you have second initiated, you do a Gayatri and then you start chanting. You have to put in some rounds in the morning because that means you put Krishna first. Bhajami. You put Krishna first, then he also gives you priority in the things that you're going to do in your life for that day. He will help you. Krishna is always sentient. He's loving back. When we love him, he loves back. When we serve, he serves back. And he owns everything. Aham Dvija Pata Pita. He says, I am, in fact, every single individual, whether it's in a human body or not, comes from me. And he also says that the material life that we're trying to lead is difficult. It is his own energy. He would know it's difficult. But those who are devotees, who go by what I've said to do, they can transcend this difficulty, and make it easy on themselves. Therefore, we have to take a process that will be given, a simple process of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all the time. All the time. Chanting our rounds in the bead bag, in the beads, that is important to do. But the rest of the day, we also should be thinking about Krishna. Kali Yuga is not going to get easier. Right now, many countries are either directly or indirectly tightening up on life, material life, directly or indirectly. Some that are dictators in different countries, they are directly making people suffer. And people have there's no doubt in their minds that the suffering is there. Then there are other countries that say, you are in fact free to do certain things. But the countries that say you're free to do certain things have more laws than even those countries that are directly causing people to suffer. So you can do this, you cannot do this, you can do this, you cannot do this. Therefore, anxiety comes, but anxiety comes in a covered way. So it's not so obvious. But one who is intelligent would realize that I'm suffering. And Srila Prabhupada broke it down. Birth is difficult. Death is difficult. Disease is difficult. In old age, the bones start giving you difficulty. Therefore, this material world isn't designed to make us happy. Sri Radha Maharaj the other day was explaining that Krishna has set it up, this material world, in such a way that we will, in fact, if we use our intelligence, be tired of this place and want to leave. Sometimes people want to solve whatever problems they have because they figure, well, if we solve it, life will be better. And so we're coming up with different things to try to solve life, the problems of life. But has it become better? No, it has become more and more expensive to live. Taxes are going up. Jot-Barat knew that this was going to happen, and that's why he put it in this explanation to Maharaj Ahugan. He suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like a forest fire, and sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which is as dear as life because he's worked hard for it. In most cases, that's the case. Very, very few people ever inherit wealth. But somebody has to work hard and come up with different plans and go on and go on and go on and persist and persist until money comes. Yet the politicians come and say, okay, this time you pay this much tax. Then, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with it. And so Srila Prabhupada also says, heavy taxation obliges one to hide his income. He says, obliges one to hide his income. Why? Well, we can't fight the government. And so the only way people try to get around paying heavy taxes is, I have this, and I have this, and I have this, but I don't have this other thing. When in fact they do have it, and therefore they hide part of the income so that the taxes proportionally becomes less. Heavy taxation obliges one to hide his income, but despite this endeavor, government agents are often so vigilant and strong that they take all the money away anyway, and the conditioned soul becomes very much aggrieved. This happens in this country. The Internal Revenue Service sometimes comes after people and say, okay, well, we're going to look at how you say you've made money. You look at your, we come in, they just come in. And they look at all the paperwork, everything that's on computer, and then they look through it and see, all right, so you say you made this, what's the proof? And then after that, they say, all right, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. All of those things is going to be looked at. And you have to prove to them that what your paperwork is saying is in fact what you made. Now, sometimes there are mistakes, and sometimes there is in fact the intent to hide some money. But they are very, very vigilant. And they will arrest. If they find something is bad, it's done. Sometimes the owner of the business may be arrested, may be taken to court, sometimes even jailed. And this is happiness? So, no one wants to be unhappy in family life or worldly life, Srila Prabhupada says. But by the laws of nature, unhappiness and distress are forced upon everyone. The other day he was making a point in a lecture, Srila Prabhupada, that when everybody prays, they pray for something nice to happen. Or they pray for protection. They don't pray for distress. Then he asked, so why does distress come anyway? Uninvited, they come anyway. So, it is a difficult situation, but to change it in Kali Yuga is not difficult. We have to be determined. We have to be patient. We have to be enthusiastic in our services. We're trying to live the way we used to live in the spiritual world. The whole idea of spiritual life, in Bhakti Yoga especially, is to get back to the lifestyle that we were happily living in a spiritual world. So we're trying to do that here as practice because we came here wanting to be number one. And to this day, people that are number one are supposed to be the popular one, supposed to be the fortunate ones. The country that's number one that's supposed to be is supposed to be the most fortunate country. And therefore, others are also trying to be number one. So one government gets toppled, that used to be number one in the whole world, gets toppled, and another country's government takes over, and another country's government takes over after that. So there's always struggle that way. And have those countries been happy? Not for long, even since gratification, not for long. Then another country is trying to take over. So this is what's going on in the material world. Are we going to be happy here? Not really. Not really. For devotees, I'm saying generally, not really. But for devotees, the answer is no. Happiness comes from only Krishna consciousness. Now, why do sometimes devotees who are in the process feeling that they are not happy? This, in fact, happens to quite a few devotees. Pure devotees, they don't look at it that way. But those of us that are conditioned souls, sometimes it does happen to us. Why? Well, in everything that you try, just consider the tests that you had in school. Did you get 100% for every test? No. Even the best of the best don't get 100% in every single test, in every single subject. There will be mistakes. We're learning. We're learning. We're learning to do what? Live life the way we used to. We have left it lifetimes ago, several lifetimes. So are we going to be perfect? No, not right away. So it's a process. That's why even in the process to get to Krishna Prema begins with faith, Shraddha. And then be among devotees who help you to remember Krishna and do service according to the way Spiritual Master has instructed. Sadhu Sangha. When Krishna is happy, he gets you, one of his representatives, to be the one to guide us. That's Bhajan Kriya, initiation. Then the mistakes, the unwanted desires. Sometimes the unwanted activity is there and we're told stop doing that. When we get initiation, we're going to stay away from meat, fish, eggs. We're going to stay away from illicit sex. We're going to stay away from gambling. We're going to stay away from intoxicants. But then, after that's said, and we're going to chant Srila Prabhupada's mercy, a minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on our beads. So that's been given. Then what? Then we realize that we still have some attachments. Very early in the morning we get up. It's time to actually take a shower and start chanting. Then the mind says, but I need some more rest. Early in the morning, has been said so many times by so many sannyasis, the Brahmahuta hour is the best time to chant. We go, if you're in the temple area, you go to Mangalati. This time there's a pandemic. There's challenges in that, but still, it's not like the temples don't get open. The program still goes on. We'll see how the Lord will invite us. It's a very, very opportune time, actually, for those who are serious in Krishna consciousness. Despite what's going on around the world, they take it seriously. It's an opportune time for us. It's a very good time for purification too, because this is where people are. See, when there is distress, however way it happened, in whichever way that it unfolded, when devotees connect with other devotees and remind themselves about what to do, despite the distress that's on everyone, this is where Sadhu Sangha becomes is most valuable. Everyone should not be by themselves at this time. It's extremely important that we connect with other devotees. There should be somebody that you should be able to talk to and express some of your misgivings, some of the things that you don't quite understand, what's happening to you and so on. Those things have to be discussed. Those things have to be discussed with devotees who have been in the process a long time and are fixed up. Have that conversation and get the answers. Hear more. Answers come from hearing also, hearing lectures. Specific ones can come from connecting with your guru or connecting with Srila Prabhupada, and through prayer, the results will come. The results in terms of guidance and what to do, they will come. Every prayer, my Guru Maharaj explained to us, every prayer gets heard. We should never think that we've prayed and it's in vain. Every prayer gets heard. If you are a devotee, Krishna as Paramatma is extremely, extremely attentive to everything that you do and tries to guide you. That's the Guru from within. And the spiritual master's guru from without. So within and without, we do get help. It's just a question of how seriously we take that help. So Srila Prabhupada was also saying that in this age, Kali, everyone is dependent on another's mercy for the maintenance of the body. Therefore, everyone is classified as a Shudra. Shudra is the ones that are employees, and the employer is the one that gives you whatever they've agreed to give you. They've agreed to give you, not that you have much say in it, they've agreed to give you for themselves in order for you to live on. So we're dependent on someone else, we classify as Shudra. Srila Prabhupada says in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about Kali Yuga being the time the government will levy taxes, but not give reciprocally good care and protection as should be. Taxes, though, will be taken and taken and taken. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, as Srila Prabhupada says, second chapter, text 9, he talked about the taxes. Now, with your permission, I want to go through a little bit more of the texts in chapter 2 of the 12th canto. Because Sukadeva Goswami lays it out to Maharaj Parikshit, of course, for our benefit also. Then, Sukadeva Goswami says in text 1, we'll read just the English translation. Then, O King, religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength, and memory will all diminish day by day because of the powerful influence of the age of Kali. This is text number 1 in 12th Canto, chapter 2. Sukadeva Goswami then, O King Maharaj Parikshit, he meant religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength, and memory will all diminish day by day because of the powerful influence of the age of Kali. So Srila Prabhupada says, during the present age, Kali Yuga, practically all desirable qualities will gradually diminish, as described in this verse. The second one, text number 2, the king continues. Sukadeva Goswami continues. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Wealth will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. By karma, we know somebody can get wealthy. But should that mean there's a good birth because they're wealthy? Well, some wealth is used sometimes to do some of the most heinous things through wealth. It depends on the mindset of that person. Therefore, that person cannot be properly behaved, even though in Kali Yuga, when you're wealthy, you think, oh, you live in a nice place, therefore you must be a nice person or you must be a fortunate person. You must have fine qualities because you look at the toys that the person has and says, well, that must be the benchmark. In the end, Sukadeva Goswami summarizes it nicely. Text 3. Men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction, attraction to the body. And success in business will depend on deceit. Womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex life, and a man will be known as a brahmana just because he's wearing the thread. Which means the real purport, the real spirit of living together, which is based on love, those who live together in the spiritual world live together based on love. That is, as my Guru Maharaj likes to put it, the cosmic glue that binds everybody. Real love, caring for each other. And so Krishna has provided everything. And now, just the connection that we have by everybody wanting to make the other person feel happy and fortunate. That is a lifestyle there. Needless to say, there's so much togetherness, so many things that are done together as a group, and so many things that are done also in partners. That also happens. Partners in friendship, partners, master, servant, they're all there. So the love is shown in so many ways. Parent to child. Krishna himself makes himself a child for a parent, those who are in the Vatsalya Ras to relate to him very nicely that way, in love. Sex life is going to be the topmost. Man and woman is based on that. Living together is based on that. And a Brahman will be called a Brahman just because he's wearing a thread. In other words, they're not going to take life so seriously. Srila Prabhupada goes into great details about and the purport in this, but we're just running through what Shukadeva Goswami is saying. Text 4, a person's spiritual order will be ascertained merely according to external symbols. Whatever they're wearing is, oh, he's that, according to the religion. And on that same basis, people will change from one spiritual order to the next. This is happening. I'm not happy with this religion. They go to a different religion, as if God is different. The connection with Krishna is what's important. So, Sukadeva Goswami continues, a person's propriety will be seriously questioned if he does not earn a good living. If you don't earn a good living, they think something is wrong with you. And one who's very clever at juggling words will be considered a learned scholar. So even scholarship is going to be based on, or how good a person is, based on how they can use words, not the substance of what's being said. Text 5, a person will be judged unholy if he does not have money. Unholy if he doesn't have money. And hypocrisy will be accepted as virtue. Marriage will be arranged simply by verbal agreement, and a person will think he is fit to appear in public if he has merely taken a bath. Speaks for itself. You don't have money, you're not holy. Therefore, the churches will all be based on how much money they can collect, and hypocrisy will be accepted as virtue. This is being said so many times. Hypocritical statements are made, and now the demons know that if they repeat it a number of times, people tend to believe even statements that are hypocritical. So, we have to be careful. These are all signs of things to come in Kali Yuga if it hasn't happened already. A sacred place will be taken to consist of no more than a reservoir of water located at a distance. And beauty will be thought to depend on one's hairstyle. Filling the belly will become the goal of life, and one who is audacious will be accepted as truthful. If you're bold, they say you're truthful. He who can maintain a family will be regarded as an expert man, and the religions, principles of religion will be observed only for the sake of reputation. So this is the very first 6 texts, and already so many things that's going to happen. If we are with our intelligence, we'd realize, geez, would I want to live in a place like this? Would I want to live in a lifestyle? What lifestyle am I going to lead? So clearly, devotees will be more and more and more uncomfortable in situations like this, which leads me to a point. In New York, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in one of the temples at the time, some quite a few years back, of course, because he left in 1977. There was a question that was asked at the end of a lecture about Kali Yuga being 432,000 years. Srila Prabhupada acknowledged, yes, Kali Yuga is 432,000 years, and we have lived 5,000 years of that. Therefore, there's 427,000 years. And Srila Prabhupada made the point that as those years progress, and we are in it now, the situation about life on earth would get more and more and more and more degraded. So now that you know, he was just putting to devotees, now that you know, why don't you take this, he says, the business of Krishna consciousness so seriously that you can earn the mercy of Guru and Krishna and get out. So Shukadeva Goswami has explained how bad things are and how they're going to progressively worsen as the years go in Kali Yuga. So then We should actually take this process seriously to get out. That's why we hear over and over and over again, chant, but chant with determination. Chant with desperation. Determination to pronounce the words properly so that the chanting has quality to it. Chant the minimum of 16 rounds, which means you can go past 16 rounds also. Because 16 rounds is instruction from Srila Prabhupada by His mercy. But 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 24 rounds, well, that's how you begin to break from just being instructed to do things to loving to do things. And Krishna is all about love. Therefore, if we show him that we want to do more than even the minimum the spiritual master has said to do, that gets Krishna's attention. And that's how we begin to grow and begin to love bhakti, because Krishna cranks up the sweetness in Krishna consciousness. Remember, those who are in the spiritual world, they are already going through a wonderful life. The other day, not too long ago, actually, just hours back, last night, we're having a discussion about, I was having a discussion with another devotee about life in heavenly planets. It seems like there's a lot that's going on there, but it's only sense gratification that's increased. There's another thing, though, with the heavenly planets. Some of the demigods are well aware of Krishna. Not only are they aware of Krishna, they've seen Krishna. Some people have been able to even get close to Vaikuntha, depending on what it is that Krishna allowed them to do. Some people have been able to play music while Krishna was dancing. The pastime of Kaliya, the snake, when Krishna decided to teach him a lesson, he got out of the water, under the coils of a snake for about 2 hours, which Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and devotees, cowherd boys, thought that Krishna was probably going to leave the body, because they don't know that he's actually Lord, the Lord himself, being covered by Yoga Maya. But when he finally broke free, circled around Kaliya, and got Kaliya's eyes being a little bit woozy, and then jumped on him and started dancing gracefully, it was the demigods that came, the Gandharvas, to provide the music for him. They saw Krishna, so they know. But how do they get back to the spiritual world? Well, in this process that we do here. How do they get back to the spiritual world? They have to go through the process that we're going through. So we are fortunate because we are not distracted by so much wealth like what they have in the heavenly planets. Because the more comfortable a person feels, the less likely they are to take spiritual life seriously. Spiritual life comes with renunciation. Renunciation of what? You don't renounce spiritual, you renounce material things. But people are attached to material things when they're wealthy. And therefore, there's not much of a move towards spirituality if they have enough to get whatever they want to get. And so people say, well, no, we have everything. We don't have to care. This goes on in heavenly planets since there's more material sense gratification than the planets that are lower than the heavenly planets. So we are fortunate. Very few compared to us. Very few want to leave that type of lifestyle and go back home. But when they hear more about the spiritual world and they realize that everything in the heavenly planets may be good and satisfactory for the senses compared to other places, but the other part too, the negativity is not gone. The envy is there, the rivalry is there. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described. The Navayugendras, who are sons of Maharaja Shabadev, they describe that the heavenly planets also has rivalry. Well, rivalry is not a wonderful situation. Competition is going on. And so that's not a place you're going to be totally happy. More sense gratification, yes, but total happiness, no. Total happiness is back in the spiritual world. And we're fortunate enough at this point that we know of the presence of Goloka Vrindavan, where the relationships with Krishna are more variegated and we have an opportunity to get there. Through the nine processes that's been ascribed to us, beginning with hearing and chanting. So it is on us. Now that Sukadeva Goswami has described what's going to happen in Kali Yuga, we didn't even read all of it. The whole chapter 2 is put to that. And then, of course, in the end, he says, the Lord will come as the Kalki avatar to kind of change everything and put us back into the Satya Yuga. But it's going to be very difficult, and 427,000 years is not going to come anytime soon. Which means the change to the Satya Yuga is nowhere near around the corner at all. So it's time to jump and go back home. So on our own, whatever that we find challenging, we need to get solutions to it through the Shastra, through the reading, through desperate chanting, understanding that we're in a difficult situation. Krishna, Sri Gurudev, dear Lord Gauranga, please help me to be a better devotee in everything that I do. Our prayer should take everything that we do in Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Because our life, our very way in which we're going to be rescued from this material world, this prison, depends on how well we do our services. Hare Krishna. So, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada has wonderfully translated and given purports to all of these Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and today's verse, as Jatparad is explaining, that the English translation, that sometimes a conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river or being short of food grains, he goes to beg food from people who are not charitable at all. Sometimes he suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is like a forest fire, and sometimes he becomes sad to have his wealth, which he's worked so hard for, as dear as his life, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. So this one statement here, that a couple of sentences here, that Jatparad has described, helps us to understand that once we are in this material world, in Kali Yuga, it's not going to get good. It won't. But Kali Yuga is also a fortunate Yuga because you tend to live in the material world the shortest time possible, 100 years. Actually, in this Bhavatan, they add one more and then we stop. In this chapter 2, it does say that later on in Kali Yuga, the life expectancy will come down from 100 to 50, so that a middle-aged person is 30 years old and an old man is 50 years old. Now, the top is 100, and not many people even get to 100 years. So, it's time for us. The statement here, the message is, take this process seriously. It's not going to get better. So, we can go back and enjoy life in love and wonderful relationships in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So,
thank you for being in class. I had one question. So it apparently seems like a paradox, like very pious people who do a lot of austerities, they get promoted to higher planets where they get more sense enjoyment. We are more fortunate than them for we get more better chance of reaching a spiritual world than the heavenly planets. So why is it like that? They get it's like they're getting thrown into more sense gratification and they will forget Krishna more in engrossed in sense gratification. Wise people should get a better chance, right?
In one sense, yeah, they should. Those who have quite a bit, they should get, they should use it. But the point is the mind. It comes down to the mind. Many, many, many things, even, yeah, when devotees experience all kinds of, and we'll talk about wealth later, all kinds of challenges, They will say, well, this person did this, this person did that, this person did this, and that's why I'm in this kind of situation. This person did this to me, and this person didn't do their part of this, and that's why I'm in that kind of situation. After a while of going through so many things where we can point a finger at somebody, it comes down to what? Our own. Because the solution is, in fact, how we deal with our minds. So even those who have the opportunity to go and don't, as the way you're asking the question, it still is the mind. It comes down to the mind. What is important? Staying in the material world, in wealth, or going back to the spiritual world where there are no troubles at all to the physical body? In fact, you don't even use the physical body at all. The physical body gives us help, in terms of old age and disease. So what's best? So what's best? It becomes a point of using our intelligence to say, no matter what we get here, even if it's through good karma, we're not going to be totally happy here as long as we have these physical bodies. It comes down to that. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, yeah. Got it.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Anybody else have any?
Okay, I don't hear any, so maybe we can end.
I'll end the call then.
Yeah.
Thank you. One,
Vanchika
Prabhu,
Patrubhyascha
Shukpat,
Kripasunibhaeva Pitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo
Vishesh.
Namo Namah. Jai. Jai
Mental
Sri
shop
Prabhupada.
open.
Jai. So everybody have a nice weekend and take spiritual life extremely
Thank you, Prabhu.
seriously. Jai.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Jai.